This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Intelligence reports from Britain's defense ministry say Russia's invasion of Ukraine has severely dislocated the Russian military's training system. Instructors largely have been deployed in Ukraine. In a post on its official Twitter account Friday, the ministry said Russia has likely redeployed at least 1,000 troops who've been training at the Oberlesnovsky training ground in southwestern Belarus. The British intelligence report says Russia has likely not dismantled the tented training camp, suggesting Russia is considering continuing the training program under the much less experienced Belarusian army. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine's military is set to launch a counteroffensive against Russian troops but needs help from their European neighbors. He took that call directly to European leaders meeting in Brussels Thursday, as VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
In a long and sharply worded video address to EU leaders, Zelensky said it was up to the 27-nation bloc to take action to contain Russia after the war has dragged on for more than a year. In particular, he reiterated demands for long-range missiles, more ammunition, and more modern aircraft. He said the EU needed to speed up the process to grant Ukraine membership. Zelensky was particularly critical of what he called the EU's delay in signaling stronger sanctions against Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The EU leaders responded, finalizing a $2 billion deal Thursday to send both 1 million rounds of ammunition from existing stocks and for EU countries to work together to place new orders for more rounds. Speaking to reporters after the summit, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the bloc must massively ramp up production capacity.
The Commission will come forward with a legal proposal that allows for the ramping up of industrial production of ammunition. This includes, for example, the support from the EU budget. So it is about building, expanding, and repurposing manufacturing facilities.
This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it has carried out multiple precision airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria in response to a drone attack Thursday that killed a U.S. contractor. Pentagon officials say the contractor was killed Thursday at a coalition base in northeast Syria in a strike by a one-way attack drone of Iranian origin. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
In a statement, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the United States retaliated with precision strikes Thursday night in Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. He added that no group will strike U.S. troops with impunity. Six other Americans were wounded in the attack, including five U.S. service members. The military said two of the wounded service members were treated on site, while three others and the U.S. contractor were medically evacuated to coalition medical facilities in Iraq. Iranian proxies have attacked U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria 78 times since January 2021, using rockets and drones. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Visitors to London's Westminster Abbey will be allowed to stand for the first time on the exact spot where Britain's King Charles III will be crowned, though they will need to make sure they don't have holes in their socks for the shoeless tour, meant to protect the Abbey's medieval mosaic floor. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Abbey officials say the section of the church's floor known as the Cosmati pavement, where the coronation chair has been placed for some 700 years, will be on display during Charles's crowning ceremony. Vanessa Simeoni, head conservator at Westminster Abbey, says it will be a unique visitor experience.
It's such a rare opportunity. Nobody apart from the clergy go up to this space. So for visitors to come here and be able to walk on the pavement and get up close and look at the designs and all the different materials that make up this incredible piece of art, it's going to be just a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
The intricate mosaic of marble, stone, glass and metal located in front of the Abbey's high altar was commissioned by Henry III in the 1200s and made by Italian craftsmen. It's said to be the best surviving example outside Italy of Cosmati, after the Italian family which created it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Protesters in France, angry at President Emmanuel Macron, are continuing scattered actions Friday following mass demonstrations Thursday. The protests have led to the postponement of a state visit by Britain's King Charles III, his first state visit as monarch. Over 450 protesters were arrested as some 300 demonstrations drew more than a million people nationwide to protest against the unpopular pension reforms bill. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.